Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
In the ongoing battle for religious liberties, we win some and we lose some. This week, it was our turn to win. You may recall the effort that began 4 years ago to bring all Christian youth treatment facilities under state control, whether they take any public dollars or not. This is patently illegal and violates both the Establishment and Free Exercise Clauses of the Constitution. The legislature has rejected the attempt twice, which caused the proponents to get creative. They tried to do an end run around the legislature by asking the Department of Labor to change the definition of an adjunct ministry. Their plan was simple: change the definition so that the treatment facilities no longer qualified for a religious exemption, then force them to adhere to state standards. In effect, the state, in this case the Department of Labor, was asked to decide who was, quote, churchy enough to be a church. Is this really the role of the government? The Constitution says no. Late last year, we attended a hearing on the proposed rule change and pointed out the constitutional flaws. We also assured the department that if they chose to go down this path, the issue was guaranteed to wind up in court. Yesterday, we received word that the department was dropping the proposed rule change and leaving the current definition of adjunct ministry intact. It was a smart move on their part, but it's sure to rile the forces on the left. The issue will crop up again in the 2015 legislative session, which reminds me of a saying, defeat is never permanent, neither is victory. The only thing that's permanent is the battle. Our opponents, like the ACLU and Planned Parenthood, know this all too well. Our side goes back to sleep after a victory because we think the battle's been won. Our opponents, on the other hand, see defeat as a speed bump, not a brick wall. That's why they win. They just never give up. It's a lesson that we could learn. Instead, we shake our heads at the audacity of the other side and the fact that they're perfectly willing to push seemingly absurd ideas until the absurdity dissolves and their ideas are seen as normal. They're not constrained by immutable truth because in the world of the secular humanist, there is no truth. Everything is relative, everything is fluid, and everything is up for debate. When it comes to issues such as the regulation of church treatment facilities, their actions are perfectly logical because they believe in the power of the state. They believe that the state is more responsive, more caring, and more effective than a private entity such as a church could ever be. They don't see bureaucracy as a hindrance. They see it as a necessary safeguard to protect the well-being of vulnerable children. It's too bad that it doesn't play out in reality. In preparation for legislative hearings earlier this year, we pulled the records of state-run treatment facilities such as Pine Hills and found that the number of assaults and disciplinary actions far outnumber the incidents in the church-run facilities. So what's the real motivation? I believe it's simply the fact that some people just can't stand the thought of someone else operating without government regulation, especially a church. It's antithetical to everything they believe, and for that reason, these battles will never go away. For our side, this victory is not permanent, and they won't see their defeat as permanent. The only thing that's permanent is the battle itself. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.